This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Vice President Kamala Harris gets enough delegate support to become the Democrats' nominee for president. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The online voting process, which doesn't end until Monday, was interrupted when Kamala Harris crossed the threshold to have the majority of the delegates' votes.
I will officially accept your nomination next week once the virtual voting period is closed. But already I'm happy to know that we have enough delegates to secure the nomination.
And she told her supporters she's ready to win.
It's not going to be easy, but we're going to get this done. And as your future president, I know we are up to this fight.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The United States is recognizing the opposition candidate as the winner of Venezuela's presidential election. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
The U.S. government has recognized Venezuelan opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner of the South American country's presidential election, discrediting the results announced by electoral authorities who declared President Nicolas Maduro the victor. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there's overwhelming evidence that Gonzalez won the most votes in the July 28th contest. A Brazilian government official says officials from his country, Colombia, and Mexico have asked Maduro's administration to show the vote tally sheets from Sunday's election and allow impartial verification. I'm Norman Hall.
Thousands of mourners have converged around the flag-draped coffin of Hamas's slain political chief Ismail Haniyeh in the Emirate of Qatar as the fallout from his death in an alleged Israeli attack surged. Friday's funeral ceremony in Doha was subdued. However, across the Muslim world, from Jordan and Morocco to Yemen and Somalia, angry crowds waving Palestinian flags rushed out of mosques after midday Friday prayers, chanting for revenge. For additional stories, visit